preaching today sadly, isn't it? That's not the book. Om Gyanat Marandasya Gyananjana Shalaka Chakshumilitam Gena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namah Shri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Stapitam Dena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Gadama Yam Vidati Svapadam Kisam Bande Ham Shri Guru Shri Uttapati Kamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavam Cha Shri Rupam Sagadati Sahagana Vagana Samritam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Zabadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Radha Krishna Padam Sadhana Laluka Shivashakam Kamcha. All right, so we'll just read it off of there. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Chapter 10. No, you already put a new one. You just put it there. Oh, okay. So, we're reading Chaitanya Charitamrita, chapter 10, Madhyalila, verse 18. Punarapi ihantara hoile agamam. Eko baro deki kare sapala naya. Punarapi ihantara hoile agamam. Eko baro deki kare sapala naya. Translation: when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu returns again, I wish to see him just once in order to make my eyes perfect. 19. Bhattacharya kohi teho ashi beo pakale. Rahite tare ekastana cha hiye virale. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya replied, His Holiness, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, will return very soon. I wish to have a nice place ready for him, a place solitary and peaceful. Thakuriyara nikoto ala hoibe nirjanei. E makta nirnayakuri dehai kastane. Lord Chaitanya's residence should be very secluded and also near the temple of Jagannath. Please consider this proposal and give me a nice place for him. Text 21. Raja kohe aiche kashi nishyara bhavan. Takkurera nikata haya paramanirjan. The king replied, Kashi Mishra's house is exactly what you require. It is near the temple and is very secluded, calm and quiet. Text 22. Eto kohi raja rahe utkantita hiya bhattacharya Kashi Mishra kohi lo ashiya. After saying this, the king became very anxious for the Lord to return. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya then went to Kashi Mishra to convey the king's desire. 23. This is the last one for today. Kashi Mishra kohi ami boro bhagavan mora grihe prabhura padira hobe avastan. Mora grihe prabhu padera prabhu avasthan. Kashi Mishra kohe ami boro bhagyavan. Mora grihe prabhu padera hobe avasthan. Kashi Mishra kohe ami boro bhagyavan. मोर गृहे प्रभु पदे रहो व्यवस्थान बाबा निश्चय आमी बड़ भाग्यवान मोर गृह प्रभु पदे राधे अवस्थान Anybody else, ladies? Kashi Mishra Kwahiyami Bara Bhagwan Kashi Mishra Kwahiyami Bara Bhagwan Kashi Mishra Kwahe Kashi Mishra said Ami, I Boro very much Bhagavan, fortunate Mora Grihe in my home Prabhupadya of the Lord of the Prabhus Obe there will be Avastham staying. Translation, when Kashi Mishra heard the proposal, he said, I am very fortunate that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the Lord of all Prabhus, will stay at my home. Purport. In this verse, the word Prabhupad, referring to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, is significant. Regarding this, Sri Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Goswami Prabhupad comments, quote, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the Supreme Personality of Godhead himself, Sri Krishna, and all his servants address him as Prabhupada. This means that there are many Prabhus taking shelter under his feet, his lotus feet. The pure Vaishnava is addressed as Prabhu, and this address is an etiquette observed between Vaishnavas. When many Prabhus remain under the shelter of the lotus feet of another Prabhu, the address Prabhupada is given. Sri Nityananda Prabhu and Sri Advaita Prabhu are also addressed as Prabhupada. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Sri Advaita Prabhu, and Sri Nityananda Prabhu are all Vishnu Tattva, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Vishnu. Therefore, all living entities are under their lotus feet. Lord Vishnu is the eternal Lord of everyone, and the representative of Lord Vishnu is the Lord's confidential servant. Such a person acts as the spiritual master for neophyte Vaishnavas. Therefore, the spiritual master is as respectable as Sri Chaitanya, Krishna Chaitanya, or Lord Vishnu himself. For this reason, the spiritual master is addressed as Om Vishnupad or Prabhupada. The Acharya, the spiritual master, is generally respected by others as Sripada, and the initiated Vaishnavas are addressed as Prabhu. Prabhu, Prabhupada, and Vishnupada are described in revealed scriptures like Srimad Bhagavatam, Srimad Chaitanya Charitamrita, and Chaitanya Bhagavat. In this regard, these scriptures present evidence accepted by unalloyed devotees. The Prakrita Sahajiyas are not even worthy of being called Vaishnavas. They think only caste Goswami should be called Prabhupada. Such ignorant sahajiyas call themselves Vaishnav Das Anudas, which means servant of the Vaishnavas. However, they are opposed to addressing a pure Vaishnava as Prabhupada. In other words, they are envious of a bona fide spiritual master who is addressed as Prabhupada. And they commit offenses by considering a bona fide spiritual master an ordinary human being or a member of a certain caste. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur describes such sahajas as most unfortunate because of their misconceptions. They fall into a hellish condition. Kashi Mishra kohe ami boro bhagyavan mora grihe prabhu padir obe abastan. When Kashi Mishra heard the proposal, he said, I am very fortunate that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the Lord of all Prabhus, will stay at my home. And previously we read that this little pastime, part of the pastime, when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu returns, I wish to see him. This was the king, Prataparudra, and he was expressing big anxiety to make his eyes perfect. He said, Safala Nayan. And then Sarvabhauma replied, His Holiness Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will return very soon. Alpa Kale. Kale is time, and Alpa is a small amount of time. And so he's taking advantage of the king. The king has this anxiety. The king is very powerful in Jagannath Puri. Maybe not so much now. He's more like a figurehead. But in those days, the king could command immediately. And as we've been reading, Sarvabhauma is, he accepts Sarvabhauma more or less as his guru. So for Sarvabhauma to ask him a favor is no big thing, as we say. He's taking full advantage. So, okay, you're so anxious. I need a favor from you, Lord. If you're anxious, then here, you can do big service. Lord Chaitanya's residence, and he told him exactly what it should be. So he said, yes, Kashi Mishra's house is exactly what you require. And Kashi Mishra was, of course, not against in any way. He was so happy. He said, when he heard it, now this verse, we get a page purport more or less, that I am so fortunate. Ami boro bhagyavan, kono kono bhagyavan, degi bari pai. It is said that anyone who can see the pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he's very fortunate. Aja piha gora lila. Gora Bhagavan, Gora Bhagavan. Even now, that verse I think is in Chaitanya Bhagavat, even now. There's also verses in Chaitanya Charitamrita. But now means anytime. Adya piha, right? Gora Roy, that's it. Say the first line again. Yeah, now meant he was only 40 years after, but now we're already 500, past 500 years, 530, 520. So the verse is still going strong, that even now, we quote that verse, they said it only some few decades after Lord Chaitanya's time, that someone who's very fortunate, he can see the pastimes now. Bhagyavan. He is called Bhagyavan. Erupe Brahmanda Brahmite Kona Bhagyavan. That same word is used, Bhagyavan. Fortunate. Mahabhaga. Parikar Maharaj, he addressed Sukadeva Goswami as Mahabhaga. Very fortunate. So Sukadeva Goswami was, of course, very fortunate. He was always thinking of Krishna. And anybody, just after this, or somewhere in Majalila, I think it was Majalila. There's a verse that says, I think it's just after this, that Darshana Smarana, Tarilo Jagat, Deki Tarilo Jagat. Just after this, maybe the next verse. No, I just saw the book. Anyway, someone who sees Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and even not only seeing, but he remembers, smarane. Yeah, that person can deliver the whole world. So, anybody want to deliver the whole world? So, Kashi Mish is very fortunate, and the king is very fortunate. Sarvabhauma, they're all fortunate. They have the direct darshan of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But anybody, even if he doesn't have direct darshan, just by remembering these pastimes, he can see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He's very fortunate. Deki Bari Pai. Deki means he sees it also. So by remembering, we see also. So nobody's exempt. We've heard all these times that Mahaprabhu is going in all over South India. Anyone who would see him, they would become infected. They saw him immediately. They didn't even have any more thought. They were unencumbered by the thought process. They gave up their material minds immediately, and they thought they were so attracted, they would start to chant, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. Mad. Mad. And even persons who saw them, just like that Chaitanya Das, he had a different name. He's the father of Srinivasacharya. What was his name before? I forgot. Huh? No, he had a name before. Anyway, he had a different name. But when he saw Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taking sannyas, and he heard his name, Chaitanya, he couldn't stop chanting, Sri Chaitanya, Sri Krishna Chaitanya. Then he became Chaitanya Das. So, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Sri Krishna. Anyone saw him, they became infected. That's one example, hundreds. This is such a good example. The Muslim king, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was so desiring, he was also anxious. Sometimes Jagannath is the word is used in one of these verses here. Utkantita. Let's see. Very anxious. I just saw it. Very anxious. Anyway, it's in this pastime. Here it says. Etukai Raj Utkantita. The king became very anxious for the Lord to return. So a little later it'll say, all the residents of Puri became very anxious. And when they, and it says, when, Tabe, at that time, Mahaprabhu came back. Ah. So he knows, Hrideshe, he's in the heart, and Hridi Hridi Dishtitam, Bhishma describes it many places that he's in the heart. But when one becomes anxious, that verse is there, describes Guru Krishna Prasadi Pai Bhakti Lata Beach. The Guru appears somehow or other. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself now is going to appear, it says, because they were so anxious to see him. We can think that maybe if they weren't so anxious, he wouldn't appear. But when the king was so anxious, still he didn't get, his anxiety had to increase and increase and increase. And we read about it throughout the next so many chapters that the king's anxiety was increasing more and more. And Chaitanya Bhagavat describes how he was watching Lord Chaitanya dance. But when he had a little doubt even after that. He was so anxious. But then when he saw Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was dancing, and he was not dancing, he was exhibiting all sattvika bhav, even symptoms not even mentioned in the Shastra anywhere, whose blood was oozing and foam coming out of his mouth. There was that Suklambara, he took the foam, he ate it, and there was mucus and saliva. And so the king was thinking, he was so in anxiety to meet Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but then he had a dream, and in the dream, he saw Lord Jagannath, and then Lord Jagannath was also exhibiting these symptoms, right? Isn't it? Of saliva and all that. And the king was astonished that, what is going on? So Jagannath said, what's that? You're supposed to be a great devotee, but you saw me with a little saliva and a little mucus or some mucus, and now you've lost? Then he was thinking, oh, he understood Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was non-different from Jagannath. Now Krishna's Jagati Paratvatang Paramiha. Nandita. So then he completely lost it. He was still so anxious. We could see Lord Chaitanya from the rooftop in the beginning. He was Sarvabhauma Gopinathachari. He saw all the devotees coming from Navadvip. And he was amazed at their effulgence. He'd seen, you know, if you're the king, you see everything important. So many kirtaniyas, and even then they had some type of kirtans. But that he never saw. Those Advaitacharya and all the devotees who come. Who are they all? And was it Gopinath? Sarvabhauma was describing all those different devotees, who they are. And his anxiety was increasing. Till it got to the point where his son came before Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and when his son came before, then Lord Chaitanya was seeing Krishna there, practically. So even then, Lord Chaitanya's anxiety was increasing to meet the king. Just like Jagannath's anxiety is increasing, he likes staying in Dwarka, but then he wants to go back to Vrindavan. The same thing, he's going to Gandicha, who's like Vrindavan. So Lord Chaitanya has anxiety also, this transcendental utkantita. He's thinking when he's Udguna, this advanced anxiety is mentioned in Anchalila. Lord Chaitanya, I did a painting actually, a couple of paintings there. I didn't know what I was painting. Still don't know. But you see the picture and Lord Chaitanya is grabbing the neck of Ramananda Roy and Swarup Damodar is there. And they're both accompanying him all the time in his intimate last pastime. But he's always feeling this anxiety. So the king, this anxiety has to be there. It begins with utsahan, nischaya, daryat, enthusiasm. Rupa Goswami says in the Upadeshamrita, one has to have the enthusiasm. Utsahan. And he has to be determined. The enthusiasm cannot be a temporary manifestation. It increases, sometimes decreases, but it has to be sustained with determination and patience. Tattat karma pravartanat. And to follow very strictly, taking association, proper association. Rupa Goswami is outlining all those things. These are the prerequisites for utkantita. This word is used for Prahlad Maharaj. He was so much in anxiety, but he was stunned also that he could not eat. His mother would call him for prasadam, and he could not, Naveda Jagam, Jagatam, what is it? That verse is there, it says, Graham. He could not understand Naveda Jagam, how the universe was going on without Krishna consciousness. He was completely stunned. He could not take prasadam. This is described also many devotees when they're young. Their great, great personalities, they're absorbed completely. So the king's anxiety was increasing like this all along. And finally, he was given a cloth because they had to pacify him somehow or other. What should be done? What should be done? So they were thinking, well, we give him a cloth of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So finally, when Lord Chaitanya was during the Rath Yatra, he was taking some rest in the garden. What is it? Balaganda garden? Balaganda, no? Jagat Balaba. One of those gardens. Jagannath Balaba. So he was told by Sarvabhauma, or was it Sarvabhauma? Ramananda. You go there and dress as a sadhu. Who told him? One of them. He was told. Ramananda. He came dressed as a sannyasi, a renunciate. And then he started to recite. Was it all five chapters of the, or just at least the Gopi Gita? All five? All five chapters. So should we think that he knew all five chapters? Or he was reading? The king was a great person. He knew it. He was reciting. He knew the five chapters. How many know the five chapters? How many know one verse? Anyway. Pran is practicing Gopi Gita. I know. But he knew five chapters. What is it? 29, 30, 31, all the way to 34, 33. So when he was, then Lord Chaitanya was becoming so ecstatic, more ecstatic, more and more ecstatic. Finally, he came to the Tavakatamitam Tapta Jivanam Kavibiritam Kalmasapam Kavibiritam. How does the next one? Tamritam tapta jivanam. Anyway, that verse is there. Vidutam kalmasaparam. Just third line. Mangalam shimadadatam bhuviganantiye bodhida jana. So that verse, that Lord Chaitanya, what happened? Alingana, he got up and he embraced the king. In the beginning, when the king actually caught Lord Chaitanya during the Rath Yatra time, he already embraced Lord Chaitanya, just think. But that embrace was different. He caught him. During Rath Yatra time, Lord Chaitanya, there were so many people surrounding. There were three rings to always surround the Lord to keep people from bugging him, to disturb his mood, his bhav. And so, but at one point, and no one's going to stop the king, but the king caught him. Lord Chaitanya, what did he do? Ah, he came to external consciousness, or at least half consciousness. And he recited a verse. Niskin chanasya bhagavan bhajanan mukash param param jigamishor bhavasagarasya sandashinam vishayanam matayoshikam cha hahantaham visya bhakshanato asal. He said some lot of things in the verse, but basically, someone who's in the renounced order, Niskin Chanasya Bhagavan, and he wants to get beyond the material world, he was giving the example. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is not subject to anything within this material world. But still, he chanted that verse. He wasn't quoting it, he just chanted it. So one who wants to go, who's the renounced order especially, he cannot touch a person like a king. He's dealing with pounds and money and women. So. But the king was keeping his anxiety. Here he's in anxiety also. So anyway, some of the things here mentioned in the purport that Prabhupada, the Acharyavan, Vijanyan, Navamanita Karachit, Marcha Bhuja Suyeta, Sarva Deva Maya Guru. Krishna says in the 11th chapter, 11th canon, 17th chapter, and that the acharya, someone who is a great acharya especially, many people can say they're acharya or this one acharya, and many sajjis call themselves Prabhupada, their followers call them Prabhupada. That's going on. But here, Prabhupada says in the last paragraph, very heavy, I mean, guru, anyway, there's so many things. But guru means heavy. Prakrita sajjis are not even worthy of being called Vaishnava. So, and whether one is prakrita sajjiya or some type of, and he, at the end of this purport, fall into hellish condition, that when Bhakti Sandra Saraswati, he was very much criticized and maligned by smartas especially, not so much sahajis, but especially Jati Gosai. And like when he came to Radhakund, he used to read from different other shastras. He didn't read the exact Gopi Bhav, but rather he purposefully, knowing the mentality of those residents, he would recite and lecture, speak from Upanishads, Vedanta, like that. So the local Babaji's, they said, what is this Siddhanta Saraswati, big pundit we've heard, but he's only speaking this. We want to hear this. Even one well-known guru, some say he was, anyway, he won't get into too controversial. This one big Jati Gosai type person, he told Srila Bhakti Siddhanta at Radhakund, he said, your Das Goswami, that's Raghunath Das, who is our most esteemed Prayojanacharya, and everyone acknowledged, everyone, whether they're Babaji, any Sampradaya, Gaudiya. He had the insane nerve to say that Raghunath Das would have to take blessings from him, from his line. How does that? Such a crazy thing to say. That Srila Bhakti Siddhanta began fasting when he heard it. And he was fasting for a few days, and the devotees were begging him, Gurudev, Prabhupada, he was Prabhupada. Why are you fasting? This rascal has said this nonsense thing. He's nothing but a... You know what he is. Why are you fasting? He said, because I'm acharya. If I were not acting as acharya, if I were just some chanting and... Because he is uttama, adhikari, but he's coming down showing some madhyam. For preaching, Prabhupada says, you have to come to this. Because one is uttama, he can become... Goshtianandi, but he's or Bhajanandi, but he's acting as Goshtianandi. Therefore, he said, I'm driving a car, but I have to show this example. He was so revolutionary, they criticized him for so many things. And Prabhupada, our Prabhupada, was also criticized for so many things. But it's not like, oh, I'm going away now because you criticized me. No. They're guru. They want to take this disease away, even from these persons. Prabhupada said, these nonsense brahmanas, our Prabhupada said that also. In Puri, because they used to ask, well, why Rupa Goswami and others and didn't go in the temple? Prabhupada said, because these nonsense rascals, they're taking their fish and mixing it with Jagannath Prasad. They're nonsense brahmanas. He said, they think he's Purinath. Jagannath means Lord of the Universe. He's not Purinath. So similarly, he imbibed this mood. Prabhupada said, we have inherited this mood. The family business. They have that new book. Prabhupada said, this is when... So I am actually the only son of my Guru Maharaj, because I am taking the business seriously. The son inherits the business. So this is very heavy stuff to say. Very intimidating. Especially if you are Prabhupada's godbrothers and like this type of statements. But Prabhupada was speaking so he could do it. He had the adhikar to speak like that. Similarly, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta. So he said, they are living like this in Narakun. They're not living in Radhakun, but they're living in the Kun. Like that. Krishna Bhakta Baro Abhaktahin Cha. Chaitanya Charitamrita describes Krishna Bhakta Baro. He said, Baro Bhagyavan. So a Krishna Bhakta is very great. One who is not a Bhakta is fallen. Abhakta Heen Cha. Krishna Bhajani Bhakti Krishna Bhajani Bhakti Kulari Dicha. One who thinks like this, Krishna's Kaviraj said, who thinks that a bhakta is subject to some type of family or jati buddhi, this type of consciousness. Is this from the Padma Purana actually? It's not like they made these things up, it's from Puranas. Then he is hellish mentality. One who thinks that the shalagram or the deity is made of stone. Shiladiya guru shu narake. So, and we see many examples that, I was thinking of that one Muslim king. When Lord Chaitanya finally was on his way to Vrindavan, and then it was still dangerous. There were so many Muslims. We know Muslims are dangerous. So this Muslim king had so many spies. So they were spying. King Pratapruta sent his men to accompany his soldiers to accompany Chaitanya Mahaprabhu up to Pichalada, I think it's called in those days. It is a place just near the river. It's a river there. And you have to, on the other side of the river, the Muslims were very dangerous. So they were waiting there for so some of the spies of the Muslim king. The Muslim king, his name is not given. It is described he madhyap. Madhyap means he is a drunkard. But still he was king, he was a drunkard, you know, or whatever. But he had his spies. So one spy, one of his chief men, he saw the party of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he saw Lord Chaitanya. And he was like overwhelmed in ecstasy. So he went back to the king. He said, what I saw, I cannot say. He couldn't speak. He was falling on the ground in ecstasy. He couldn't even talk. The king was, hey, come on. What do you think? Say something. He said, you have to see. So he went back. It was this. So the Pratapuruta's men, they said, you send the king once. Now, he developed so much anxiety to see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, just by seeing his spy. So you send the king, he can come with one or two men, no soldiers, but he has to wear some disguise. It was understood he has to dress as a sadhu. So the king came. He was overwhelmed in ecstasy, but he had that anxiety. The king developed by seeing his spy. So this is going on all around. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's influence is so great. So the acharya, like Prabhupada, his influence is also very great. Even now, someone who hears, they can see Prabhupada in the videos, they hear his bhajan, and pious persons, they also develop this anxiety. So how can one blaspheme such a great acharya, who's full representative of Gaur Nitai? So that is what Prabhupada is complaining about here in the purport. He's not taking himself, but he's describing that Prabhupada Bhakti Santa Saraswati. So that envy is going on. Namacha, one should not be envious, Krishna says, of such a great acharya. But he has to actually follow the acharya. What to speak of envious, he has to accept the dust. Acharya pasanam shocham, staryamatma vinigraha. That is one of the aspects. It's 13th chapter, right? Of knowledge. And at the end, agyanam yadatonyata, if one doesn't, anything else that Krishna is describing as knowledge, and this is the chief thing, to accept the acharya, then all the other aspects of knowledge are useless, Prabhupada says in the purport. To accept the acharya. Viprad vishad gunyutad, Prahlad Maharaj says himself, Viprad vishad gunyutad aravindanaba padaravindanamukatsapacham panishtam. Even one is a sapacha, a dog eater, Prahlad says. He's better than a so-called brahmana who's simply puffed up with false prestige. Narottam Das says in his song, what is that? Kule vichar. What is the use of your, is it Narottam's song? Yeah. What is the use of your being born, is what Lochan's song about? Kula de vichar. What is the use of your big family prestige? Vidya Kule, that's Bhaktivinoda's song. Vidya Kule? Bhaktivinoda Thakur. How does it go, that line? Vidya Kule Ki Kare Ki Kori Betar. Your so-called knowledge and big family prestige. Janmai Shvare Shutush Edamanadama Naivayat Bidat Kumbai Tamakinchan. Unless you're a kinchan, a gochara, without anything in this material world. So many people signed up to follow Prabhupada. Some follow different ways. But during Prabhupada's time, most everybody was very strict. Every temple program. Otherwise, what is the use? Prabhupada gave so many instructions. He also said, yes, they say Prabhupada, Prabhupada, but they don't follow. You have to follow. Not that one wants to always see and be with the guru. He said, that is also a neophyte position. But one has to get the vani. Bapu is very nice. But Prabhupada was able, sometimes he was accused that, he did not go to the Bhakti Center Saraswati's place. He does not go there, he is doing his own. But Prabhupada said, they do not know that my Guru Maharaj is sitting next to me at every moment. Because he's following the instruction. He followed the instructions strictly. Sehetu prachar. Prana cheja sehetu prachar. One who has life, pran, then he preaches. So Prabhupada showed that in his life, that he was the biggest preacher by far. There's so many good preachers that Prabhupada was. That means there's life. And so one, there's so many things to say about this position of envying the guru, the qualification, who is guru. But now you can take some comments. And the microphone working? Sometimes it's not. Give some quotes.
I remember Mother Govinda Dasi, when one couple of years back in the temple, she said when this name Prabhupada started, Jai Gaurasundar Prabhu was addressing Prabhupada in the morning, Swamiji. And then she said, she was thinking like, should I say Maharaj? Or they figured it out.
It started because Prabhupada said Mataji or something. Govindaji. Govindaji. He said, can I call her Govindaji?
Yeah.
And he said, no, that's not very high class, Ji. No. If we call you Swamiji, we shouldn't call you that then. That's how it happened, right?
Then Prabhupada gave three choices.
Vishnupad.
And then Prabhupada. He also mentioned Prabhupada. But then they came up with the idea, we'll call you Prabhupada. That's right. Then
Gurudev was there also, wasn't he?
Yeah.
No, they asked also. No, they still asked. Then which is the best of those three? And you can say Prabhupada. Raghavmika's hand up? No? Anyone over here? Sukhita's hand.
I'm hearing these pastimes are so wonderful. And I'm reading Majjhalila now. I'm almost at the end of it. It's amazing because sometimes you're reading the pastimes and at the end of the chapter, at the end of the pastime, it'll say, anyone who reads these pastimes, anyone who remembers these pastimes, that they'll attain love of God. It's like you get a benediction, you get a blessing. So it's just to hear these pastimes more and more is so auspicious. And I was thinking too that same with Srila Prabhupada's pastimes, like you notice that whenever there's a Prabhupada story, devotees immediately get all kind of enlivened and excited about it. Because it's the same kind of effect that when we hear them, you get a special benediction. So it's kind of a thank you to all the devotees who are giving us Krishna Katha, because it's helping all of us advance and become more attached to Lord Chaitanya and Srila Prabhupada.
Yeah, the word here, even the 18th verse, the first one I read, it says, Ek baro dekhi kori safal nayan. This is the fruits of my eyes, safal. And this morning, after Mangal, Pran read the one where Lord Chaitanya says, Ami ekka malaka. I'm only one gardener, and I have so many fruits. He says, how can I, Jabba, where will I go to distribute them? I need people to help me even distribute the fruits. And when this Panchatattva see everyone eating those fruits, they become very satisfied. They're laughing in ecstasy. Eka Mahabhu Prabhu Ara Dui Prabhu Ara Dui Jan. What is it? Eka Mahabhu Ara Dui Jan. Dui Prabhu. What is it? Ek Mahaprabhu are in the beginning in Adi Lila 7. It says there's two Prabhus as Nitai and Advaita and one Mahaprabhu, that's Lord Chaitanya. But they're all Prabhupada as described here also. Ek Mahaprabhu are, yeah, Guri Prabhu. Something like that. Anything else back there, Vegavata?
When you were talking about the devotees that saw Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, or someone who saw someone who had seen Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, I was remembering there were three books that Satsarup Maharaj wrote. You know, there's such a thing as historical fiction. Well, he wrote three that were like scriptural fiction. And one of them was based on a person who had seen a person who had seen Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and got love of God just by that process.
What was that book called?
Chaitanya Daya, or Sri Chaitanya Daya. It's really nice. I wish they would be reprinted. All three of those were really good books. One was from the viewpoint of a father of one of Prahlad Maharaj's classmates. That was, am I a demon or a Vaishnava? Because the boy was coming home and saying what he heard from Prahlad, and the father was like, yeah. Anyway, I just thought of that book.
Say something.
Anything else over here? Comments?
May I just add, speaking about talking about Krishna as Sukadeva was thanking all the devotees for that. We were just reading how Madhavendra Puri was, that he had two disciples, Ramachandra Puri and Ishwara Puri, and comparison was made how Ramachandra Puri. However, he was so happy with Ishwara Puri because Ishwara Puri reminded him of Krishna. So it was also the point made that the disciples also can bring happiness to the guru by Krishna Katha.
Right.
Hare Krishna.
Anyone else? Okay. Chaitanya Charitamrita Ki Jai. Hare Krishna.